throw it on the ground or something and break it, but that would probably be a mess.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
For the third time in three seasons, the Quad Cities River Bandits are back in Cedar Rapids to celebrate Independence Day with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Hello again, everybody. Kyle Kirchville joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from on this 4th of July, thanks so much for celebrating with us as Quad Cities continues their set against the High A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Quad Cities coming in after winning a three-game series, so to speak, at Modern Woodman Park. Game one, a strange one on Monday. Quad Cities winners in walk-off fashion. Not a walk-off, or not exactly a walk-off, but a 1-0 win. The only run scored on a wild pitch. Quad Cities came out winners in that game, 1-0, and they put together a terrific shutout victory led by Ryan Ramsey, who threw five scoreless during his fourth start of the year. The second game of the series rained out, and as a result, we played a doubleheader yesterday at Modern Woodman Park, a twin bill which Quad Cities split. And in game one, that's when Quad Cities got the walk-off win, 3-2 the final after a three-run comeback in the bottom of the seventh inning. Quad Cities fell behind in the first inning of the ball game. Gabby Gonzalez gave the Colonels a 1-0 lead in the first. The Bandits didn't break into the run column until the seventh, after the Colonels had already extended the lead via Gabby Gonzalez again in the sixth inning, a solo homer to make it 2-0. Bandits got a leadoff single in their half of the seventh from Dustin Dickerson. Then Gabriel Yanez would retire Gene Ramirez and Justin Johnson, and then get Jack Pineda down to his final strike. But that's when the third baseman doubled and kept the rally going. Carter Jensen, on his 21st birthday, tied the game up at 2, a 2-run single. And then the next batter, Jared Dickey, would work a fantastic 10-pitch at bat and eventually scored Jensen with an RBI single to win the game for Quad Cities. So that would secure two out of the three games. The second half of the twin bill Not so good for the Bandits. Colonels beat them 5-0. It marked the ninth shutout loss for Quad Cities this year. Even though it goes in the box score is a 5-0 win for Cedar Rapids, it was really a 5-0 win for Rain Don Cone, who accounted for all five of the Colonels' runs. He sent the second pitch of the ball game over the left field fence for a two-run homer in the first inning, and then in the second, he came to the plate again and hit a second home run off Hunter Patterson. That one, a three-run shot. There was no more offense throughout the rest of the game, but that was okay for the Colonels. Their starter, Mike Paredes, threw 3 1/3 shutout, and then Jared Worf and Juan Mendez completed the blanking process. Quad Cities struggling in the game, leaving five men on base and going hitless with runners in scoring position. Quad Cities, though, takes 2 out of 3 in Davenport and now 3 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for game one of this 3-game road trip, so to speak. First, for the visiting Colonels, or rather the homestanding Colonels, the High A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, their lineup card put together by manager Brian Dinkelman. Leading off, it is the shortstop, Rain Don Cone. Batting second, the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. And batting third, the right fielder, Gabriel Gonzalez. Kevin Maiton bats fourth and plays third base. Jay Harry bats fifth and plays second. And batting sixth, the first baseman is Nate Baez. Tyler Dearden, the newest member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, will bat seventh and play left field. Misael Urbina is in center, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Agustin Ruiz, who got hurt on Monday but is back in the lineup for Brian Dinkelman. On the mound for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, it's the 22-year-old right-hander from just down the road in Urbandale, Iowa, Ty Langenberg, set to make his fourth appearance and fourth start of the year for Cedar Rapids. He opened the season in single-A Fort Myers and was really good. Pitched 48 innings in 9 starts, picked up 56 strikeouts to just 12 walks while posting a 3.38 earned run average. Since coming up to High A, he has struggled. His last start in particular, not a good one, against Beloit. Here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, he gave up a season-high 6 runs on 10 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Quad Cities hoping he has those struggles today as they look to start off this 3-game set with a victory. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Quad Cities managed by Brooks Conrad normally, but today Chris Corbett filling in with the skipper duties. Leading off, it is the shortstop, Jack Pineda. Batting second, the designated hitter, Carter Jensen. And batting third, the right fielder, is Jared Dickey. Trevor Werner bats fourth. He's at first base. Carson Rockefert's in center field batting fifth. And batting sixth, doing the catching, it's Omar Hernandez. Spencer Nivens bats seventh and plays left field. Justin Johnson's at his usual second base batting eighth. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Davies Nadal. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the 22-year-old southpaw, born in Edgewood, Kentucky, but raised in South Portland, Maine. It's Hunter Owen towing the slab for the 14th time this year and for the 13th time in a starting capacity. Owen has been terrific in his first professional season, 6-3 with a 3.55 ERA, 47 strikeouts in 66 innings, but most impressively, a 1.14 whip and a 2.29 opponent batting average. Just about time for the national anthem here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and after that, we've got first pitch on this Thursday night and July 4th edition of River Bandits Baseball. We'll be back with you shortly on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight for a matchup with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Quad Cities celebrating the 4th of July once again at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kyle Kercheval joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network, wherever you're listening from tonight. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Independence Day celebration. Quad Cities looking to turn things around in this ballpark. The last time the Bandits were here in the middle of May, they suffered their only six-game series sweep of the season. They suffered a walk-off defeat in the series opener on Tuesday, May 14th, and then in the next two games, they were shut out in consecutive contests. Bandits, though, took 2 out of 3 against the Colonels at Modern Woodman Park and are taking some of that success here to Veterans Memorial Stadium on what should be a really nice night for baseball. First pitch temperature is going to be right around 79 degrees with partly cloudy skies. In terms of wind, just a slight breeze currently blowing out to left field, but nothing too crazy to speak of at the moment. Ty Langenberg, the former 11th round pick by the Twins back in 2023, will be Brian Dinkelman's starting pitcher today. Right-handers ready to go atop the hill, while Jack Pineda is set to lead it off for Quad Cities. He'll be followed by Carter Jensen and Jared Dickey, three straight lefties, to face the righty Langenberg. 22-year-old works out of the windup. First pitch is on the way, and Pineda takes for a strike on the outer half. We are started at 6:37 Central Time. Colonel's infield shifted towards right, playing Pineda to pull, and sure enough, he pulls the 0-1 pitch over to second. Jay Harry snags it, tosses over to first. Jack's retired for out number one. Quad Cities enters the ballgame tonight, 37-40 overall this year, but 7-5 in the second half, just one game out of the top spot in the Western Division, currently held by the 8-4 Cedar Rapids Colonels. They are 14 games over 500 on the season. Carter Jensen now in the box. First pitch from Langenberg's right down the middle. It's strike one. Ty stands at 6'2", 190 pounds, and as I mentioned earlier, is a native of Urbandale, Iowa. 0-1, Jensen grounds it to the right side, and it's through for a base hit into right center field. Carter Jensen had two of the River Bandits' five hits in the second half of the doubleheader yesterday. And he starts out tonight with a single. So he's got hits in each of his last three at-bats. And it puts a man on for Jared Dickey. Shortstop Don Cohn will be responsible if Jensen should try to steal second base. Quad Cities with the second most steals in the league. Jared Dickey now up. He'll foul the first pitch out of play for strike one. Defensively for Cedar Rapids, they've got Urbina in center, Dearden in left, Gonzalez in right field. The aforementioned Don Cohn at short with Harry at second, Maiton at third, Baez at first, Olivares the catcher. 0-1, grounded to first, Baez has it, over to Don Cohn at second for one, the return throw to first, in time, it's a double play. Langenberg covers, Jared Dickey thought he beat it out, however, it's an inning-ending double play, 3-6-1. That'll do it for the Bandits, half of the first. Colonels to the plate against Hunter Owen when we return on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Langenberg needed just six pitches to get through the top of the first inning. He works around a one-out single with an inning-ending double play. And now Hunter Owen will take his turn on the mound. Quad City starter gets rained on Cohn, Ricardo Olivar, and Gabriel Gonzalez as the top third of the Colonel's order. Those are three straight right-handed hitters. Owen works out of the windup and from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch is on the way, and it's a fastball grounded to the left side, foul for strike one. As I was mentioning during the pregame show, Rendon Cohn accounted for all of the Colonel's offense in game two of the doubleheader yesterday. He went 2-for-4 with two homers and five RBI. Here's the 0-1. Grounded softly, again to the left side, foul, and it's nothing and two. Don Cohn with a .245 average as a Colonel. Five homers, 22 driven in, an OPS just under 770. An open stance in the right-handed box. Owens 0-2. Check swing, pitch was down and away, and he went around. Strike three, Stacy Dunbar, the home plate umpire, rings up Don Cohn. And Hunter Owens got an early strikeout tonight. Hunter now with 48 Ks in just over 66 innings as a River Bandit. He was the Royals' fourth-round selection out of Vanderbilt back in 2023. Here's Ricardo Olivar in the batter's box. First pitch fastball, a bit inside. It's ball one. I mentioned Stacy Dunbar is the home plate umpire. Brandon Spivak is patrolling the base paths today. Owens 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed toss. And it's 1-1. Aaron Christians was the substitute umpire during the series in Davenport. 1-1. Just low and outside. Two balls, one strike. But now Dunbar figures to be here for the remainder of this split series, taking us through the remainder of the action. Olivar, the Twins' number 20 prospect. Owens 2-1, sails high. It's three balls and a strike. He has remained one of the best hitters in the Midwest League. He is top 10 in average, homers, and OPS. Owens 3-1. Called strike on the outer edge, and he's worked the count back full. Olivar hits .295 with 11 homers and 38 driven in. Payoff pitch from Owen. Slapped foul over the right side. We'll do it again. Olivar had a good series at Modern Woodman Park. Played in two of the three games. Went 2-for-6 with a walk. Small sample size, but a good one. Another 3-2. And another foul ball straight back into the screen. A good cut. Owen threw the fastball in at 93 miles an hour. He also will throw the curveball, the changeup, and the slider. Stands on the hill at 6'5", 235 pounds. The 3-2 again. In the air towards shallow right field. The first baseman, Werner, gives way to Johnson. And the second baseman jumps into shallow right field, making the catch. And Olivar is the second out. Off the bat, it looked like that would have been Jared Dickey's ball. Werner gave a look at it for a moment, but Johnson with the best angle rushes in, makes the catch, and brings up Gabriel Gonzalez with two outs and nobody aboard. Gonzalez, another top 30 prospect in the Twin system per MLB pipeline. Owens first pitch to him, fastball up 1-0. Gonzalez with hits in four straight games. He spent a large chunk of the year on the injured list. 1-0. In the air, deep left center field, but it's going to hang up for Spencer Nivens. A few steps to his left, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So both starters with a scoreless first inning. Hunter Owen retires the Colonels 1-2-3. Off to the second, we're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Trevor Werner is ready to lead off the top of the second for Quad Cities. They're battling the Colonels for the fourth time in six games this week, but for the first time at Veterans Memorial Stadium since May. Werner, Rockefort, Hernandez due up against Ty Langenberg. Right-hander's first pitch. Slider way low and outside. It's ball one. Werner's the Royals' number 19 prospect per MLB Pipeline, a former two-way star over at Texas A&M. 1-0 coming home. Another slider, and it's, again, down and outside, 2-0. Trevor was 0-for-6 in the doubleheader yesterday. 2-0 pitch. In the air, but fouled over the first base dugout. Strike one. Werner hits .164 for Quad Cities this year. Five homers, 25 driven in. He's been sneaky good on the base paths. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Langenberg leaning heavily on the slider. And he's worked ahead of Trevor Werner. Two balls, two strikes to match the first baseman's jersey number. Started the year at third for Quad Cities, but now has spent most of his time at first base after Brett Squires hit the injured list. 2-2 on the way. Just outside. Nearly a called strike three, but a nice eye from Werner and Langenberg. Now in a full count situation. Let's see what the right-hander goes to here. He kicks and fires. And it's slapped foul over by the first base coach's box. Looks like tonight it's filled by Dustin Dickerson, one of the few River Bandits position players on the bench tonight. Chris Corbett, who usually coaches first base, is at third with Brooks Conrad taking some time off. Another 3-2 to Werner. Slider pulled to the left side, but foul. It heads over by the Bandits bullpen. Fans are still making their way into Veterans Memorial Stadium. Doubleheader at Modern Woodman Park yesterday brought in a little over 6,000. Time called, and it looks like a baseball found its way into shallow right field. Gabriel Gonzalez will chase it down and then fire it over by the first base dugout. Langenberg's ready to go. Here's the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Popped up on the right side. This one by the fence, and it will get out of play. About four rows deep into the bleacher section on the first base side. Carson Rockefeller waits on deck. Omar Hernandez in the hole. Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids scoreless in the top of the second. Werner's putting together a terrific at-bat. Langenberg deals again, and it's another foul ball. This will be at least a 10-pitch battle as Werner continues to fight. This is reminiscent of the AB that Jared Dickey had in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. That was in the seventh inning and wound up with a walk-off single. Another 3-2 and another foul ball. It skips past Chris Corbett down the left field line. Langenberg only needed six pitches to get through the top of the first. He's thrown 11 to Werner alone to start the second. First baseman Baez well off the bag. They're expecting Trevor to pull the baseball. Another 3-2 and another foul ball. Werner pokes it straight back into the screen. And this is making a bid for maybe Werner's best at-bat of the season. It will be at least 12 pitches. Right-hander deals again. And that's high for ball four. What a terrific plate appearance for Trevor Werner, who even though still leads the league in strikeouts, has started to get the walk a little more involved in his game. Plate discipline improving as he's now played over 60 games in the Midwest League. So the Bandits get a leadoff base runner to start the second. Carson Rockefeller swings the first pitch and sends it high in the air to right field, but Gonzalez takes just a couple of steps over to his right, makes the catch, and tosses it back in towards Harry. Rockefeller tries to ambush Langenberg and instead creates the first out. Werner still at first, and up comes Omar Hernandez. I alluded to it just a moment ago. Werner's been very good as a base runner. He is a perfect 11 for 11 stealing this year. Nate Baez, the first baseman, holds him. A throw that direction, and Werner's back with a head first dive. One thing that this Quad Cities roster does really well is steal, and they get a lot of production from positions where you normally would not expect it. Right on right, Langenberg in the stretch. The pitch to Hernandez. Slider, a called strike on the upper outside corner. Omar didn't like the call, but it's nothing and one. When you look at the guys leading Quad Cities in stolen bases, obviously you've got Rockefeller, a center fielder with 23, but then you've got catchers and corner infielders who are stealing. There goes Werner. 0-1 slider's fouled over the right side, and it's nothing in two. Trevor got a good jump, but now has to retreat 90 feet. Werner's a perfect 11 for 11. Jack Pineda with 14. He's an infielder. Carter Jensen, a catcher. He's got 16. 0-2 count on Hernandez. The pitch. Slider grounded foul to the left side. Right on right, Langenberg's really stuck with the breaking ball. His numbers in high A have not been great this year, but in single A, Fort Myers down in the Florida State League, he's averaging over 10.5 strikeouts per nine innings. 0-2. Another slider that's hit in the air towards shallow right center. In comes Urbina. He finds it, makes the catch over his left shoulder, and picks up the second out for Cedar Rapids. So after walking Werner, after what became a 12-pitch at-bat, Langenberg's been able to pick up back-to-back outs and now gets Spencer Nivens with a man at first. Right on left, Langenberg sets below the belt, deals. Werner takes off, pitch a called strike, throw to second base. Not going to get him. And I believe interference is being called on Don Cohn, who blocked second base, even though it looked like Werner was safe to begin with. Brandon Spivak not indicating out or safe, immediately throwing both hands up and pointing towards the second base bag and Don Cohn. So Werner gets second base. Either way, Quad Cities gets the game's first run into scoring position, so to speak. 0-1 to Nivens. Grounded to the right side. It's knocked down by Baez. He bobbles and can't get a throw off. Nivens is safe, and Werner advances to third. Baez knocked it down to his left side, and it didn't roll all that far away from him. Tried to pick it up with the glove once. That didn't work. Then tried with the bare hand, and he couldn't grab it securely there. So that will extend the inning for Justin Johnson. Quad Cities with runners at the corners and two outs. And, of course, an E3 ruled on Baez. It's his fifth of the year. First pitch to JJ. It's a called strike on the low outside corner. Johnson's playing in his 52nd game for Quad Cities this year. All but three of those have been spent at second base, where he's starting today. 0-1. Called strike, low outside corner with a slider at 81, and it's 0-2. Johnson has been scuffling at the plate lately in terms of batting average. However, he has walked a whole heck of a lot. 0-2. Fastball way high and outside. Johnson's just two for his last 12, but he's got a four-game on-base streak thanks to the free passes he's been able to work. It's two for his last 28. 1-2. Another slider. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Johnson with 16 walks in his last 20 games. Langenberg's 2-2. Tipped and held on to by Olivar for strike three. Now, Colonel's defense almost let him down, but Langenberg able to strand two men on the base paths, and Quad Cities gets nothing in their half of the second. We're scoreless through an inning and a half here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
couple of base runners for Quad Cities in their half of the second, but nothing to show for it. QC and the Colonels scoreless entering the bottom of two. Kevin Maiton leads it off, and he'll take low for ball one. It's the switching third baseman, and then Jay Harry and Nate Baez to face Hunter Owen. Quad City starter threw 14 pitches in the first. Nine of them went for a strike. His 1-0 to Maiton. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. Owen put together a tremendous first half of the season. Gave up just 13 earned runs in his first 46 frames as a River Bandit. 2-0 pitch. Line drive, right center field, a base hit. This is in the alley, rolling towards the fence. Dickey can't cut it off. He'll play it off the padding. Maiton around second base, hunting the triple. The relay from Johnson, not in time. Kevin Maiton with a leadoff triple. It's the first hit of the game for the Colonels, and it puts the potential first run just 90 feet away. Second triple on the year for Maiton. He was just 1-for-10 during the three games at Modern Woodman Park, but back here at home, he's got himself a very nice swing. Slapped one into right center field. More than a slap, that was hit with authority. And now Jay Harry looks to bring him home. Left on left, first pitch, fouled into the screen. Owen went up and in with the fastball, and Jay could not connect. Harry is one of just three left-handed hitters in the order for Brian Dinkelman today. He's filled up the card with right-handed batters against the southpaw. 0-1. Line drive over to second. It skips on the dirt. Johnson Fields looks to third. He's got no play, and he goes the short way to first for the out, but Maiton scores. Jay Harry gets credit for an RBI. And its infield was back. Maybe if they're in, Johnson catches what's a line drive. But given how deep he was, he had to play it on a hop. Maiton went contact, and he scores. So here's Nate Baez. He cannot check his swing. He chases high and outside for a swinging strike one. Jay Harry with his 32nd RBI of the season. That's top two on this Colonels roster, trailing only Ricardo Olivar. 0-1. Baez fouls it over the right side, and he's behind nothing and two. Baez from Tucson, Arizona, a 12th round pick out of Arizona State back in 2022. He went 0-for-6 with four strikeouts yesterday. 0-2. Inside. Fastball missed at 92. Colonels with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Bases empty with one out. Owen kicks, fires, and misses in the dirt. I was mentioning Owen's success to start the year, but once the calendar flipped to June, he struggled with the exception of one start at Great Lakes, where he became the first River Bandit to throw a 7-inning outing this year. He's got the sign from Hernandez. Now the 2-2 pitch. Grounded foul to the third base side. Owen was spectacular against the Loons on June 20th. Picked up his 6th win of the season, throwing 7 scoreless innings. He gave up just one hit and 2 walks while striking out 4. Lefty takes a deep breath. Now kicks and fires the 2-2. That's off the bottom of the bat and foul towards the first base dugout. Baez couldn't get the knob out of the way. And he's lucky it didn't hit him on the hands. Instead, just a foul ball and effectively a mulligan for the Colonels' first baseman. Another 2-2. Grounded foul behind the plate. Baez is one of three catchers on the roster for Cedar Rapids. Two of them are in the lineup today. Him and Olivar. We saw Dylan Tatum and game two of the doubleheader yesterday. 2-2. That's low. Couldn't get to chase the off speed, and the count goes full. Colonels up 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Nate Baez in the midst of a now 9-pitch at-bat. Owen delivers the 3-2. And it's in the air, foul over the first base side, up over by the concourse. Sun starting to set over the third base side of the ballpark, so some shadows beginning to stretch out over the infield, including over home plate. Owen completely in the sun atop the hill. Another 3-2. Line drive towards right field, coming in Dickey. He'll make the catch, and that's the second out. Nice at-bat from Baez, but a better result for Hunter Owen, who after 10 pitches eventually retires the first baseman. And now here's Tyler Dearden. Tyler made his Twins organization and Midwest League debut in game two of the doubleheader yesterday. He had just gotten off the plane in Quad Cities. Left on left, Owen's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Little changeup. Dearden 0 for 3 in the game with two strikeouts and a pop-up. Had a couple of nice catches, though, in left field. 0-1. Low and outside. Fastball at 93, and the count evens up at 1. Dearden, originally a member of the Boston Red Sox, picked by them in the 29th round in 2017 out of high school. Spent 7 years in their system. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Dearden went up the ladder, and it's 1-2. Had some good years in the Red Sox system and even reached as high as AAA, which leads me to believe he's not going to spend a ton of time here in high A Cedar Rapids. Now the 1-2. Off the hands, grounded to the left side, played on the hop by Pineda, throw across his body, got him! Jack Pineda with a fantastic play at short. He retires Dearden and retires the side. Colonels, though, take a 1-0 lead on an RBI ground out from Jay Harry. We go to the third. Colonels up by a tally on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Top of the third inning at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids doing battle on this July 4th. Davies Nadal leads it off and flies one to left field. And it's going to be caught by Tyler Dearden, who took just a few steps back to retire Quad Cities' third baseman. Starter for the Colonels, Ty Langenberg, has thrown 31 pitches today. 25 of them have gone for a strike. It's only allowed two base runners on a single and a walk. It's back to the top of Chris Corbett's lineup card. Shortstop Jack Pineda up with one out, nobody on. First pitch. Fastball on the outer half for a strike. Pineda just made a fantastic inning-ending double play in the last half frame. 0-1 coming home. Outside, 1-1. Brooks Conrad just loves what Pineda brings to the team in terms of his defense, but what he's been doing offensively has been arguably more impressive. 1-1. Called strike on the low outside corner. A changeup. It's 1-2. Pineda now has an 18-game on-base streak. He played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday and had two doubles, two singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. Over his last 18 games, he's hitting over 300. The pitch. That's low. Two balls, two strikes. He has elevated his average on the year up to 268. He's got five homers, 34 RBIs, and now a 768 OPS. The 2-2. Up and in. Pineda watches it sail by at a crisp 92, and the count goes full. During this 18-game stretch, Pineda's gotten hits, and he's walked 20 knocks to 12 free passes. Payoff pitch. Up and outside for ball four. Well, there you go. Another walk for Jack Pineda, his 13th in 19 games. And that on-base streak to 19. Can't ask for much more out of your leadoff man than what the former Baylor Bear has provided for the last month or so. So, tying run at first with one out. And the DH, Carter Jensen, in the left-handed box. First pitch, slider missed outside. Jensen is the Royals' number 10 prospect. Just turned 21 years old yesterday. No longer any players on the roster 20 years or younger. 1-0, runner takes off, pitch outside, throw to second from Olivar's, not going to get him. Good jump for Pineda, and the head first slide ensures his safety. Bag number 15 for Jack. Now Carter Jensen will look to bring him home, as he did in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. 2-0 pitch. Line drive, one hop. Off of the second baseman, Harry, who gathers, throws to first, and gets the out. Pineda moves up to third. Jay wore that one in the breadbasket. Kept the body in front, just as you're taught to do in Little League. Knocked it down, picked it up, and got Jensen. But Pineda further into scoring position for Jared Dickey. Dickey bounced into an inning-ending double play his first time up, but like Pineda, is in the midst of a long on-base streak. First pitch in the air, but foul over towards the berm on the left side. It's strike one. Jared has reached safely in 15 straight games, and in that stretch, he's batting 352 with 11 RBIs. Also has hits in four straight. 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. Dickey was one of the most consistent hitters for Quad Cities to start the year, especially in April and May when the Bandits' bats were really scuffling. Dickey was all right. His month of June, though, not terrific, however. 1-1. Grounded foul underneath Dustin Dickerson, who does a jumping jack to get out of the way of the ground ball and then stares down Jared Dickey with a laugh. But now the calendar flipped. Jared is back to as we saw him in April. His average on the year up to 260. A 755 OPS for the former Tennessee Volunteer. Langenberg's 1-2. Called strike three on the low outside corner, and that will end the inning. The Bandits get the tying run to third base, but fail to capitalize. We go to the bottom of the third. Colonels with a 1-0 lead. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between,
Call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Hunter Owens back to the hill for the bottom of the third. Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead over Quad Cities. Another July 4th contest at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The River Bandits have played each of their last three July 4th games here. They have yet to win one. Last year losing 4-1. The last time Quad Cities won a July 4th game was back in 2019 when they were still a Houston Astros affiliate. Misael Urbina leads off the bottom of the third, and Owen starts him low, 1-0. That win in 2019 over Beloit, a 7-4 final at Modern Woodman Park. 1-0. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes, a close pitch, but not in Stacy Dunbar's zone. Colonels have 8-9-1 due up, Urbina, Ruiz, and then Don Cohn. Bandits infield shifted towards left, playing the pull. 2-0 pitch is a strike on the inner half. 2-1. Urbina now in his third year in the Colonel system. He's batting just over the Mendoza line. 2-1 the pitch. Called strike, low inside corner. Owens living there, and Urbina is not liking it. He thinks he should be on first base right now, but instead a 2-2 count on the Colonel's center fielder. Misael in game two of the doubleheader. 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Owens 2-2 pitch. Tapper out in front of home. Down the third baseline. Rolling next to the chalk. Hernandez picks it up. Fires to first. It's not in time. You could not have gone out there and bunted it any better than that swing from Urbina. Just rolled up the third baseline about 30 feet. Perfect distance away from both Owen and Hernandez. It becomes the Colonel's second hit of the game. And a leadoff single for Urbina, who now has hits in three straight games. So a man on with nobody out for Agustin Ruiz. A left-on-left matchup for Owen. Now out of the stretch, his pitch is high and inside. The breaking ball missed. It's 1-0. Shadows almost entirely covering up both the left and right-handed batter's box while the mound remains in the sun. 1-0. Driven down the right field line, but just a few feet foul. It clangs up against the sidewall. And Jared Dickey will pick the baseball up and probably throw it into the seats. Nope, he's going to throw it towards the first base dugout. I mentioned it earlier, Ruiz injured on Monday in the series opener against the Colonels. Was hit by a pitch thrown by Ryan Ramsey and didn't come back. Owens 1-1. Breaking ball, fouled over the left side for strike two. He remained in the game, ran the bases after being plunked, but then when his spot in the order came up two frames later, it was Jay Harry in his place. Ruiz from Villahermosa, Mexico, in his first year in the Twin system. throw over to first. Back standing is Urbina. The Colonels do not run a whole lot. They only have two players with double-digit steal totals. That's Jose Salas, who's not in the lineup today, and Urbina, who's at first. 1-2. Pulled foul down the first baseline into the Colonels' bullpen. Cedar Rapids has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Three combined hits in the game. Two of them belong to the Colonels. The biggest hit, Kevin Maiton's leadoff triple in the second. Set one into the right center field alley, and just a couple pitches later came home on the ground ball hit by Jay Harry. Owen looks over to first, stares down the runner, and now picks that direction. Misael back standing up. Owen with one strikeout in the game thus far, and it was of Doncone to start the home half of the first. He pauses at the belt. 1-2, runner goes. Curveball's down and away. Throw to second. Gets into center field. Urbina now takes off for third, and he's in standing. And Ruiz was actually rung up at the plate. A late call from Stacy Dunbar. Owen does pick up the strikeout, but a bad throw into center by Omar Hernandez is going to put another Colonel at third base. So Ruiz caught looking for the first out. Now the River Bandits will bring the infield in, something they did not do in the second inning when there was a man at third and less than 2 outs. Rain Doncone, the batter, the dangerous shortstop. First pitch, wave and a miss. Strike one. Looking like it'll be an E2 on Hernandez. Obviously, it's his fourth of the season. A one. That's way too high. Hernandez came up from the crouch to make the catch. It's 1-1. Doncone, the Twins' number 28 prospect for MLB Pipeline, a native of the Dominican Republic and once a Dodgers farmhand. He was in the Manny Margot deal. 1-1. Upstairs, ball two. Urbina gets credit for his 13th stolen base of the year. Advances to third on the E2. Owen sets the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball popped up and foul off the sweets on the right side. Two balls, two strikes. Doncone has committed one of the three errors in the game. His was that interference call on Werner's steal of second back in the second. 2-2 pitch. Laced into left field. That's a base hit. It's going to score another run for Cedar Rapids. Rain Doncone now with six RBIs in his last five at-bats. Not a bad pitch from Owen. It was around the low outside corner, and Doncone just reached out and barreled it. Picks up his 23rd RBI in just 37 games as a Colonel. So once again, Cedar Rapids taking advantage of their runners in scoring position. Quad Cities has not done that thus far today. Now Ricardo Olivar bats and grounds one fouled down the third baseline off the tarp. That was inches away from probably being extra bases. No real argument from anyone in the first base dugout or Colonel Skipper Brian Dinkelman. Olivar was retired by Owen his first time up, got him to pop up the second in the midst of that 19-game on-base streak and a modest four-game hit streak. 0-1. Fouled into the netting behind home. A fastball in the low 90s. and it's nothing and two. Colonels now with two runs on three hits. Quad Cities with nothing on one hit. Their lone knock, the first inning single by Carter Jensen. Next pitch from Owen will be his 50th through two and a third. He's thrown 34 for a strike thus far. 0-2 to Olivar. Breaking ball, high and inside. One ball, two strikes. Olivar is one of seven Venezuelan natives on this team. He's from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Spent last year in Fort Myers. 1-2. That's low. Knocked down by Hernandez. Don Cohn stays put at first. Cedar Rapids has scored in back-to-back innings, and they have made Owen work over the half-century mark in pitches, and he has not walked anybody. A pickoff throw to first, back standing Don Cohn. First baseman Werner fires it right back to Hunter. Don Cohn does have a stolen base since being promoted from the Mighty Muscles, but he's also been caught three times. Owen's attention now at home. The 2-2. Lifted foul over the first base side. Strikeout numbers for Owen have dipped as the season has gone on. Had 23 in 23 innings in April. 14 in 23 innings in May. But just 10 in 20 innings in June. 2-2 pitch. There goes Don Cohn. Pitch is high. Throw to second is not going to get him. Second stolen base of the inning for Cedar Rapids. Don Cohn gets into scoring position, and that takes away the double play option, at least a conventional double play for Quad Cities. Team's a little more aggressive against the River Bandits. QC's infield has twisted the most double plays in the league this year. They had two in the doubleheader yesterday. 3-2 to Olivar. Smack towards right center field. Into the alley goes Rockefeller. Laying out, he dives and can't make the catch. It rolls to the wall. Don Cohn's around third. Olivar towards third. The throw to Nadal's not going to get him. It's an RBI triple and a 3-0 Colonels lead. Rockefeller gave it everything he had in right center field. Leaning, and eventually diving, and it was just out of his reach. Rarely do you see Rockefeller not make those kinds of plays. He's a walking highlight reel out there, but Colonels have struck for their second triple of the game in a 3-0 lead. Olivar extends that on-base streak in style. He's now reached in 20 consecutive ball games. So with one out and a man at third, Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach, has decided it's time for a mound visit. He meets with the battery in the infield atop the hill and will try to calm down Hunter Owen. Olivar fell into an 0-2 count. Worked it all the way back full, and then on the seventh pitch of the at-bat, got one right down the middle and cranked it into right center field. Completing those strikeouts has been an issue at times for Quad Cities this year. So now once again, the infield in, Gabby Gonzalez the hitter, the pitch. Fouled back, strike one. Olivar is now up to 39 RBIs. It's just outside the league's top 10. The pitch. Pulled on the ground through the left side. Another base hit. Another run for Cedar Rapids. Make it 4-0. Three straight RBI knocks for the Colonels. This one for Gonzalez. Gabby with a pair of RBIs in the doubleheader yesterday. Had a sack fly and a homer in game one. And here he punches one right in between Nadal and Pineda. And this one-out rally will continue to Kevin Maiton, who hit the first triple of the game for Cedar Rapids. The pitch, breaking ball, cut through for strike one. Maiton, once a top 40 prospect in all of baseball. Now with his third professional team, signed out of Indy Ball earlier this year. A one. Ground ball to the left side. Nadal has it. Over to Johnson for one. Around to first. It's a double play. 5-4-3 to end the home half of the third, but not before the Colonels extend their lead. They have taken a 4-0 lead. We go to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Start of the fourth inning at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels strike for a three spot in their half of the third. RBI knocks from Doncone, Olivar, and Gonzalez to put Cedar Rapids up 4-0. To start the fourth, Trevor Werner, the batter, against the right-hander Ty Langenberg. First pitch, down and outside for ball one. Hunter Owens now given up 4 runs in 3 innings on 5 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. 1-0. Werner pops it up on the first base side of the infield. Baez camping underneath it, right next to the chalk. Now lunging to his right, he makes the catch. And Werner's retired. Trevor worked a phenomenal at-bat in the second. Worked a 12-pitch walk, but on just 2 pitches here, he's out number one. And up steps Rockefort, who had an aggressive swing his first time up. Swung at the first pitch after the 12-pitch walk and flew out to right field. First pitch, down the middle, a called strike on a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. The former Raging Cajun, the Royals' number 16 prospect per MLB pipeline. The pitch, low and inside, 1-1. He has made some phenomenal plays in center field this year, but couldn't make the catch on Olivar's triple not long ago. 1-1, sent back up the middle into the diving glove of Doncone. To his feet, the throw to first, got him. Rain Doncone with a phenomenal play up the middle. He takes away a hit from Carson Rockefort. Carson gets a taste of his own medicine. Usually it's Rock stealing hits. This time Doncone with a really smooth play ranging to the right of second base. Good diving stop on the fringe of the grass and then a strong throw to first to get a good base runner. Now Omar Hernandez will take low and outside for ball one. Hernandez flew out to center his first time up. Played in just one game of the doubleheader yesterday. The pitch fouled straight into the screen. One ball, one strike. Omar went 0 for 3, but hit the ball hard three times. 1-1, bounced over to third, two hops for Maiton, sets his feet, throws to first, and gets the out. That's a strong-armed infielder. Bandits go 3-up, 3-down in the top of the fourth. Colonels with a 4-0 lead on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Ty Langenberg is putting together a nice bounce-back start for the Colonels. The right-hander has thrown four scoreless innings and allowed just three base runners while picking up a couple of strikeouts. He retires the middle third of Quad City's lineup in the top of the fourth and keeps his Colonels ahead 4-0. Jay Harry begins at the plate for the bottom of the fourth, and Hunter Owen delivers a strike in the low outside corner. After that latest zero, the River Bandits bats have now been held out of the run column in 17 of the last 18 innings. A one. Down and outside, one ball, one strike. Remember, they were shut out in game two of the doubleheader yesterday. And they were shut out through their first six innings of game one, only to score three runs in the seventh to become walk-off winners. The pitch. It's low for ball two. Harry drove in the first of the Colonels' four runs today with a ground ball in the second. Kevin Maiton, who had tripled, scored from third. Infield shifted towards right, playing the pull. Werner hugs the first baseline. 2-1, fouled over the third base dugout. It's two balls and two strikes. Owen, regardless of how he has performed this year, his done a good job of giving Quad Cities lots of length as the starter. 2-2. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. In all but two of his 12 starts this year, Owen's gone five or more innings. But both of the starts in which he didn't go five came in the month of June. Payoff pitch. High and outside for ball four. Harry quickly tosses the bat aside and jogs down to first base. That's the first walk given up by Owen today. He's thrown 64 pitches, 42 for a strike. And Quad Cities is going to get the bullpen active. Looks like Chaz Martinez has picked up a baseball. And now QC's catcher Omar Hernandez will pay a visit to Owen, who wipes his brow clear of sweat and will face Nate Baez after the pause. Owen's thrown 42 strikes amongst his 64 pitches today. The strike throwing has not been a problem. It's been the quality of the strikes. Colonels tagging him for three runs in the bottom of the third, and Owen found himself in many a two-strike count, just unable to finish things off with a K. Hernandez back behind the plate. Man at first, nobody out. Nate Baez, the hitter. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice location, down and away. And swinging at strike one. Baez flew out to right field his first time up. An open stance in the right-handed box, just slightly. He bounces the bat on his shoulder, swings away, and chases low and outside again, falling behind 0-2. He is a .248 hitter for the Colonels this year, second on the team with 9 homers. Also has 21 RBIs, but it will strike out 54 in 46 games this summer. Owen has just 2 strikeouts in the game and now has a third. A swing and a miss on a third straight pitch down and outside. Baez just could not resist. And that's the first out. Well, that looks like the Hunter Owen we've seen the vast majority of the year. A dominant at-bat. But it's just the first out here in the fourth. And he'll face Tyler Dearden left on left. A look towards first, now a throw that way. And Harry back with a dive. Colonels with a 4-0 lead in their half of the fourth. They're out hitting the Bandits 5-2. They've committed 2 of the game's 3 errors. The pitch to Dearden. Low and inside, ball one. He was retired on a fantastic play by Jack Pineda in the second inning. Owen threw a pitch high and tight to him. Dearden sent it off the hands to the left side of the infield. 1-0. Swing and a miss. He buries that pitch again. And it's 1-1. Pineda played the one hopper, and with all of his momentum going towards third base on the backhanded pickup, he made a jump throw to first and got the out. 1-1 delivery. Low and outside with a fastball, 2-1. Owen mixing up the delivery with a slide step, trying to throw off the timing of Dearden, but missed the spot. Harry with 5 stolen bases and 9 tries this year. He's got a big lead at first. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. And Dearden didn't like that call from Stacy Dunbar. Owen is now up over 70 pitches. He's done that in every single one of his starts this year. A throw over, close play. Harry's back with a dive. Good tag from Werner, but just not quite in time. Jay knows exactly how much space he's got to work with. His father, George, played college ball at Wake Forest. He's got some good baseball genes in his family. Owens 2-2. Ground ball to the right side, picked up by Johnson. He looks at second, but gets the surefire out at first. There was not enough time to get the lead runner. So Harry advances 90 feet. Dearden's retired on his second ground ball. And with 2 outs, here comes Urbina. Colonels have taken advantage of every opportunity they've had with men in scoring position today. They are 3-for-4 at the plate with runners at second and or third. Urbina 1-for-1 with a single back in the third inning. The pitch. Called strike in the low inside corner. Breaking ball from Owen. Didn't have a ton of bite to it, but was in a good spot. Fatigue maybe setting in a little bit now for the southpaw. Second pitch to Urbina. Bloop towards shallow center field. Charging is Rockford. He won't make the play. They send Harry around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. And the Colonels take a 5-0 lead. They get another hit with a man in scoring position. This time, Misael Urbina with the RBI single. He is a perfect 2-for-2 on this July 4th. Well, clutch hitting has been the name of the game for the Colonels today. And it's that that's going to knock Hunter Owen out of this start. Acting manager Chris Corbett on his way to the hill. He'll take the baseball from Hunter Owen, who for just the third time this season fails to work at least four innings. So Chaz Martinez will come in from the Bandits bullpen. He will face Agustin Ruiz left on left with a man at first and two outs. Be back with you after the pitching change. Colonels up 5-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
The former Oklahoma Sooner takes over on the mound for Quad Cities. The lefty Chaz Martinez gets Agustin Ruiz with a man at first and two outs. First pitch slider tapped behind the plate for strike one. Chaz taking over for Hunter Owen, who goes 3 2/3 today and is on the hook for 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Of course, he's still responsible for Urbina over at first. A one, another slider, and another tapper behind the dish. Ruiz falls behind 0-2. Chaz has had a great start to the second half. His 7.13 ERA on the season by no means tells the story of where he's been since June 14th. He's rattled off 7 consecutive innings without allowing an earned run. Runner takes off, 0-2 slider, grounded foul off the screen of sorts, over by the first base bullpen. Martinez with 29 strikeouts in 24 innings this year. His biggest issue, the walk. He's got 26 walks in those 24 innings, but he's only walked 2 over his last 3 outings. 0-2 pitch, runner goes again. It's a fastball down and away. Throw to second base is perfect and in time. Omar Hernandez guns down Urbina, and that'll do it for the Colonels in the fourth. Cedar Rapids, though, back in the run column. An RBI single from Urbina makes it 5-0. We go to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
top of the fifth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have owned this 4th of July matchup thus far. They have scored in three straight innings and lead 5-0. Spencer Nivens leads off the frame at the plate and sends a towering fly ball to shallow right center. It's going to be caught by Gonzalez, and there's one away. Bandits have now gone down in order six straight times. Nivens 0 for 2. I should say the last six Bandits hitters have gone down in order. Justin Johnson, a strikeout victim in the second. He shows bunt to the first pitch and takes a called strike in the low inside corner. Ty Langenberg is the pitcher for the Colonels. I was mentioning it earlier, he really struggled last week against Beloit, but he has been phenomenal today. 0-1. Slider called strike in the low inside corner again. That sweeper kind of oozing its way across at 79. And Johnson will ask for time. Langenberg's thrown 4 1/3 scoreless. He's only given up three base runners and just one hit, and that was by Carter Jensen, who was the second hitter of the ballgame. 0-2 pitch. Outside. Fastball at 92. Gets a little bit of cut action on his fastball. A lot of horizontal action in his game. The pitch. Check swing. The appeal. He did not go. Brandon Spivak down the first baseline says it's ball two. Final line for Hunter Owen, Quad City's starter. 3 2/3. 5 runs earned on 6 hits, a walk, and 3 Ks. He is in line for his 4th loss of the year. 2-2. In the air, right field, well struck. Back Gonzalez, and he'll camp behind it, making the catch for the second out. Nice swing from Johnson, but just missed it. And that'll be the second out. Quad City's without a base runner in their last 7 hitters. Davies Nadal, 9th on the lineup card for Quad Cities today, coming to the plate, playing in his 32nd game this season. First pitch, down and outside for ball one. Like Omar Hernandez, he was hitless in game 2 of the doubleheader yesterday, but hit the ball hard both times. 1-0. That's hit hard, but foul over the left side, out of play. Nadal went 0 for 2, flew out to left center field. But then his swing in the fifth, fantastic. He turned on a pitch inside and scorched it just right to the first baseman, Baez. 1-1. Fastball, a called strike on the upper inside corner. And it's 1-2 on Davies. Quad City's trying to avoid going down in order for the second straight inning. Langenberg kicks, deals, and throws one low. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nadal. Once a Pittsburgh Pirates farmhand, spent the last 2 seasons in single-A Bradenton. Now with QC. 2-2. Slider fouled over the left side. Nadal has been a good utility option for Brooks Conrad this year. He's been able to play him in both left field and at third base. Can also put him at short or second. 2-2. Outside, a full count. He's only batting 155 this year, but he does have a homer and 6 driven in. Langenberg delivers the payoff pitch, and it's just outside for ball four. Quad Cities gets its first base runner since the 3rd inning. It's a 2-out walk worked by Nadal. And it extends the inning for Jack Pineda, which is most certainly not a bad thing. Colonels up 5-0 in the top of the fifth. They're out hitting QC 6-1. Pineda is one of the few Bandits who has reached base today. He walked back in the third. Later in the inning, stole second base and got up to third, but never scored. First pitch. Down and away for ball one. Now the sun is still out. Lights are on in the ballpark, but that's not stopping folks from blasting off the fireworks before 8 o'clock Central Time. Throw over to first, back with a dive, Nadal. This large crowd at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight going to be sticking around for the post-game fireworks show. A terrific view from up here on the hill. can see all kinds of firework shows. 1-0 pitch, runner takes off, throw to second base, not in time. Olivar tried to chuck from his knees and really had no shot at Dave East, who swipes second. That's his second stolen base of the year in three tries. Let's see if Pineda can do something with it. Quad Cities tonight, 0-4 with runners in scoring position, 2 for their last 22. Here's the pitch. Fastball down the middle, a strike at an even 90. No activity in the Colonel's bullpen. Ladenburg is still under 70 pitches. Lots of room towards the right center field gap for Pineda. The 2-1. Called strike in the low outside corner. Now 2-2. Harry is about two-thirds of the way to first base as the second baseman. Paez, the first baseman, just a couple of steps off the line. Here's the pitch. Down and away, it's a full count. Langenberg throws his head back in frustration. He's faced a couple of base runners in scoring position tonight, but worked out of it. Trying to do so against arguably Quad City's hottest hitter right now. A look to second base. Now the 3-2. Ground ball to the right side. Baez plays the hop perfectly and takes it to the pillow himself for out number 3. Once again, the Bandits strand a man in scoring position. They are 0-5 tonight. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home on July 4th. It's 5-0 Colonels.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Fifth here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kyle Kirchwell welcoming you back to the River Bandits Baseball Network. Appreciate you celebrating Independence Day with us. Agustin Ruiz leads off the bottom of the fifth and will take a strike on the inner half. A slider from Chaz Martinez. Ruiz was at the plate facing Martinez when Urbina was caught stealing second to end the home half of the fourth. 0-1. Down and outside. 1-1. Ruiz, one of the two strikeout victims, rather one of the three strikeout victims for Hunter Owen. 1-1 pitch. Slider sent in the air towards shallow right field. Justin Johnson goes out, loses his sunglasses, and gives way to Dickey, who makes a jogging catch for the first out. Colonels have 5 runs on 6 hits tonight, and 4 of those 6 hits have come with runners in scoring position. They're 4-5. Quad Cities has 1 total hit, and they are 0-5. That pretty much tells the story today. One out, nobody on for Raindon Cone. He'll take a curveball on the low outside corner for a called strike. Chaz Martinez, 24 years old from San Pedro, California. A 17th round pick back in 2022. The pitch. Fastball on the low inside corner. A called strike at 93. He has really turned over a new leaf as of late and has looked as confident on the mound as we've seen him in his two seasons in Quad Cities. Here's the pitch. Popped off the hands, foul over the screen. He only appeared in four games for the River Bandits in 2022, the year he was drafted. Spent all of last season in Columbia and was a solid piece to their bullpen. Strikeout numbers were terrific, 86 in 64 frames. He's now back with QC. 0-2. Slider down and in. Couldn't get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Don Cone, 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI single back in the third. Colonel struck for three in that inning. The pitch. Just off the plate, low and inside. Good location. Count evens, two balls, two strikes. I like both of those two-strike pitches from Chaz. Good takes, though, from Don Cone. The pitch. Another breaking ball, and this time he chases. It's strike three. Ugly hack from Don Cone. Two gone. Martinez tried to hit him with the back foot slider. He laid off, then tried to find the corner with the fastball. Just missed. And then went to the curveball, and Don Cone had no business hacking away. So two down, nobody on for Ricardo Olivar, the right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch down by the toes for ball one. Olivar has one of the two triples in this game. His drove in a run back in the third. 1-for-2 on the night. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. Another breaking ball from Chaz. Quad Cities will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the top of the sixth. They lead the Colonels by five, or rather trail the Colonels by five. Curveball, check swing, he went around. Brandon Spivak on the appeal confirms it's 1-2 on Ricardo. That's two phenomenal curveballs to right-handed hitters. See if Chaz goes back to it now ahead in the count, 1-2. Trying to keep the Colonels off the board. The pitch. Fastball lifted over the right side, foul. If Chaz can post this zero, it'll be the first time Cedar Rapids has not scored since the first inning when Hunter Owen retired him 1-2-3. New baseball in hand for the lefty. Here's the pitch. Down and in with the breaking ball. And this time, Olivar ready for it. Second baseman Johnson shifted up the middle. Shortstop Pineda deep in the hole on the left side. 2-2. Down and in. Another curveball. And the count runs full. The real question, what does Martinez go to here? Two outs, full count, nobody on. He fires. Fastball ripped into left field. The base hit. Man, oh man, Ricardo Olivar is a talented hitter. A two-out rally sparked for the Colonels. He's now 2-for-3 today. Got a pitch low and in and slapped it into left field. His triple in the third came in a two-strike count. He is never out of an AB. So here's Gabriel Gonzalez now. Martinez fires, and he's taking all the way. It's a called strike in the low inside corner. It's the second time during these last four games where Gonzalez has just stood there on the first pitch, just telling the pitcher he's taking the whole way. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball on the outer half, and it's 0-2. Gonzalez with an RBI single back in the 30, flew out to left in the first. Chaz sets, fires, and it's looped towards right. Slicing fair down the line into the corner. Olivar's getting the green light around third from Brian Dinkelman. The relay from Johnson goes to second. Gonzalez is safe with an RBI double. Another two-out RBI for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And that was not a bad pitch from Martinez. It's just the way the cookie is crumbling for Quad Cities. Gonzalez made poor contact, but blooped it down the right field line. And with all that side spin, the ball just skipped off the dirt into the corner. And Olivar was able to score from first base without a throw. 6-0 Cedar Rapids. They have scored in four straight innings. And now Kevin Maiton gets an opportunity. Martinez looks back to second. The pitch. Breaking ball scooped up and sent foul into the seats on the right side. Maiton, one for two, with a triple back in the second and a double play ball in the third. Maiton with a big open stance as Martinez fires the 0-1. Breaking ball is left high. One ball, one strike. Chaz running into the same kind of pitch count issues that Hunter Owen did. Chaz is now at 26 pitches through an inning plus. 1-1. High fly ball towards right field. Coming on Dickey. He'll camp underneath it and make the catch over his head to end the inning. Back-to-back two-out hits have given the Colonels another run. The RBI double from Gabby Gonzalez gives him a 6-0 lead. We're off to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Top of the sixth, at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have scored in each of the last four innings to take a 6-0 lead. Carter Jensen has Quad City's only hit, and he leads off the sixth against Ty Langenberg and takes inside for ball one. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Quad Cities. Langenberg has been terrific today. Here's the pitch. Slider hit in the air, foul over the left side. Jensen hit below 200 in the month of June. His average on the season still 269 with an 807 OPS. Still leads the league in walks. 1-1. Another foul ball over the left side. Jensen actually tied with Great Lakes' Chris Newell. Both have 52 walks on the season. Langenberg's 1-2. Another foul ball. Fastball sent over the third base side. With a walk yesterday, Jensen now has 227 since 2022 as the fifth most in minor league baseball. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Jensen down on strikes. Langenberg gets the fastball past him at 92. Jensen now 1-for-3, and up comes Jared Dickey, whose 15-game on-base streak is in a little bit of jeopardy. He hit into a double play in the first and then struck out looking himself in the third. Here's the pitch. Line drive into left field, right on cue, a base hit. It rolls into the corner as Dearden chases into the warning track, and Dickey pulls into second base with a double. Second hit of the game for Quad Cities, and their first since the first. Ninth double of the year for Jared. He takes this one to the opposite field. And after that hit, the Colonels have decided a right-hander should start warming up. Langenberg now at 77 pitches. 51 have gone for a strike. Men in scoring position with one out for Trevor Werner. Quad Cities is hitless with men in scoring position today. First pitch. Check swing. Slider was down and away, and he did not go. It's 1-0. Werner put together a 12-pitch walk in the second inning, then popped up to the first baseman Baez in the fourth. Dickey's held by the second baseman Harry. Langenberg looks that way. Now the 1-0. Called strike in the low outside corner. Took a little something off that pitch. Carson Rockefeller waits on deck. Bandits have the right guys up to try to get into the run column. 1-1. Fastball, a strike on the outer half, and it's 1-2. Colonels are out hitting Quad Cities 8-2. They have committed two of the game's three errors, but none of those miscues have cost them anything. 1-2 pitch. Down and away on the slider. Check swing. It clearly did not go. 2-2. When Werner's had strikeout issues against righties this year, it's been on that slider down and away. The scouting report is pretty clear on that. Werner has cut down on the strikeouts though recently. Langenberg will try again. A look to Dickey. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the low outside corner. Fourth strikeout for Langenberg. And once again, another missed opportunity for Quad Cities with a man in scoring position. They will look to Carson Rockefeller for some two-out production. First base side of the infield shifted way to the right. Shortstop Don Cohn up the middle. The pitch. Rockefeller taps it softly over to first base, but it's foul off his foot. And strike one. Rock 0 for 2. Fly out to right field in the second. They bounce out to short in the fourth. In his first season of high A, he's batting .212, but he's tied for the team lead with 15 doubles. He has 6 homers, and he's driven in 34. Langenberg, 0-1. Called strike on the low outside corner. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Rockefeller batting fifth in the order for the 18th time this season. Just passed Spencer Nivens for the most times in that spot on the card. 0-2. Chopper foul to the right side. Rockefeller played his first 32 games in the leadoff spot for Brooks Conrad, but as his average stayed below 200, Brooks made the swap and put Jack Pineda at the top of the lineup. That's been a great move, and Rockefeller's done great in the mid-order RBI production. Two-strike toss. High and away with a fastball. Rockefeller also, like Trevor Werner, improving with his plate discipline. He had 18 of his 31 walks in the month of June. 1-2, fouled up, straight over my head in the broadcast booth. Where that one landed, I'm not sure. Apparently somewhere below me. Someone must have made a nice catch. Big crowd at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight. They're watching their Colonels lead 6-0. Quad Cities with a man at second, two outs. Langenberg will step off the hill and reset. Have to imagine he is nearing the end. This will be his 88th pitch of the ball game. Trying to make it 6 scoreless innings. 1-2. Down and outside. Good AB from Carson Rockefeller. Langenberg playing in front of friends and family. The first Iowa native to play for the Cedar Rapids Colonels since Matt Mullenbach back in 2023, who also happens to be from Urbandale. 2-2. Down and away on the slider, and the count goes full. He's also a former Hawkeye and the first Hawkeye Colonel, so to speak, since Jeff Jones and Tony Burnley back in 1982. Right-hander sets. 3-2 pitch. Chopped foul again off his lower extremities. Next pitch to Rockefeller will be the ninth of the at-bat. And if there was any doubt as to whether or not Langenberg would return for the seventh, Rockefeller's basically decided that debate. Langenberg at 90 pitches now. He pauses, looks back to second. Another 3-2. Grounder foul over to the first base dugout. Fireworks blasting all around the ballpark area. Bandits have not brought their own fireworks thus far. Just two hits. First 5 2/3 innings of offense. Rockefeller, though, doing his best to light the fuse. Here comes the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Fouled into the screen. Rockefeller just casually steps out of the box, adjusts his batting gloves. He looks comfortable. Langenberg throwing the kitchen sink at him, trying to pick up the final out in this top of the sixth. Dickey is still at second base. 3-2. Broken bat liner, foul into the bleachers on the right side. Langenberg has now had two 12-pitch at-bats today. One against Werner in the second. Trevor worked a walk. Rockefeller now with one in the sixth. Fans getting into it. They want to see this strikeout. Langenberg gunning for his first quality start as a member of the Midwest League. Right-hander sets with a new baseball. 3-2. Another foul ball off the catcher Olivar, and it squirts behind the CR logo painted behind the plate. Perhaps the 13th pitch, the lucky one for Rockefeller. This is one of the best at-bats of the season for Quad Cities. Two of the best within the same ball game. Another payoff. Another foul ball. You've got to be kidding me. 14-pitch battle. Hitting coach Ryan Powers has got to like what he's seeing in that third base dugout. Langenberg sticking with him. Six straight foul balls in this full count. Here's another pitch. And it's low and inside for ball four. Carson Rockefeller works a 14-pitch walk. And the inning is extended for Omar Hernandez. And that will be the end of the day for the right-hander. A frustrated Tyler Langenberg kicks the mound area and will now get a visit from Brian Dinkelman, who's likely going to make a pitching change. 96 pitches for Langenberg, and he's going to get a well-deserved round of applause from these Colonels fans. Carson Rockefeller forces him out of the game after a 14-pitch walk. That's the longest at-bat for a River Bandit this season. So we're going to pause for this pitching change. Juan Mercedes has come in for the first base bullpen. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Quad Cities desperately trying to get into the run column. They trail 6-0 in the top of the sixth.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Carson Rockeford's 14-pitch walk forces Ty Langenberg out of the ballgame, but the Colonels starter most definitely left his mark on this one. He goes 5 2/3 scoreless, giving up just two hits and four walks with four strikeouts, but his line not closed yet. He is responsible for Jared Dickey, who stands second, and of course Rockeford at first. Two outs, Omar Hernandez at the plate, ready to face Juan Mercedes. First pitch from the right-hander is a slider on the outer half for a called strike one. This is the 18th appearance of the year for Mercedes. He is 1-0 with a 6.92 ERA, pitching against Quad Cities for the third time this year. Omar's 0-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss, another slider in almost the exact same spot. No balls, two strikes. The River Bandits are hitless with runners in scoring position tonight, 0-6. That means they are 2 for their last 24 when you include the doubleheader yesterday. Hernandez getting the start at catcher. It's the only position he's played this year aside from serving as the DH. Mercedes looks to second, fires the 0-2, and it misses low and away, skipping past Olivar to the backstop. Dickey gets up to third base, and Rockeford up to second without a throw. Well, this has become a can't-miss opportunity for the River Bandits. Mercedes uncorks his sixth wild pitch of the year, and Omar will look to come through with two outs and a two-strike count. 22-year-old from La Habana, Cuba, in his first year with Quad Cities. Mercedes sets, fires, and the slider is bounced to first. Baez has it go between the wickets into right field. And we've got time and catcher's interference. Ricardo Olivar had his hand in the cookie jar, and Hernandez hit it with the bat. So that's going to change things for Quad Cities. And not exactly in their favor. The Bandits would have scored two runs, and instead both Dickey and Rockeford have to retreat, and Hernandez goes to first base. Olivar is on his backside just outside the left-handed box, being tended to by manager Brian Dinkelman and the Colonel's lead athletic trainer Tyler Blair. He immediately went down and was in considerable pain, at least it seemed that way. It'll be a bases loaded situation. But now the energy's been sucked out of the ballpark. As hopefully Ricardo Olivar is okay, because he is one of the best hitters in the league. And obviously, you never want to see anybody injured, especially in the minor leagues. Chris Corbett, Quad City's acting manager, is using the time to talk with Stacy Dunbar, the home plate umpire, making sure that it will be a bases-loaded situation as opposed to some runs for Quad Cities. Jared Dickey is walking towards home, now back to the dugout. And it looks like Quad Cities will be getting a run. Ricardo Olivar back up to his feet. That's what's most important. Anytime you wear a bat off the hand, it's never a good thing. But he is shaking it off right now, and it looks like he's going to stay in this game. Now Brian Dinkelman wants an explanation from Stacy Dunbar. Juan Mercedes will throw a few practice tosses, not for him, but for the catcher. Well, Dickey into score would make it 6-1. And it looks like both men will score for Quad Cities. Rockefort is in as well. It's now a 6-2 ball game. So it's not a hit with runners in scoring position, but two runs are in. Olivar, okay. Back behind the plate, ready to go. Spencer Nivens will be the hitter with Hernandez at first base. Mercedes, paused above the belt, the pitch. Slider is sent into the screen for strike one. Even though Juan's ERA is around 7 this year, he's not allowed runs in his last 3 innings with 4 strikeouts. Of course, these runs are going to be charged to Langenberg. Runner takes off on the 0-1. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second won't get Hernandez. Talking about Quad Cities getting good base running out of places you don't normally expect. Well, Omar Hernandez, a catcher, is now 10 for 11 swiping bags this year. So now a man in scoring position once more. The 1-1 is low for ball two. Spencer Nivens, 0 for 2 in the ball game, flew out to right his first time up. 2-1 coming home. Fastball pops the low outside corner. It's 2-2. Now they are awaiting an official score ruling on the two runs that have presumably scored for Quad Cities. Two runs now up on the board as the slider is down and in. Nivens gets out of the way, and it's a full count. Dickey and Rockefort most definitely would have scored had there not been catcher's interference. And that's where the Bandits are getting their runs from. The 3-2. Low and inside for ball four. It's another walk. And this inning continues on for Quad Cities. It's been an unconventional one, but a two-out rally nonetheless. Now time is called. Looks like Arenis Anguillo will go out for the Colonels. They're one of two pitching coaches, I should say. Mercedes has come in out of the bullpen, thrown 8 pitches at just 3 strikes. Justin Johnson, the hitter for the River Bandits. And while this meeting on the mound takes place, let's check in with the rest of the Midwest League tonight. Only one game has gone final, and it was the contest in Fort Wayne where the Tin Caps get a 9-1 win over the Lansing Lugnuts at home. Fort Wayne now 5-8 in the second half. Lansing falls to 4-9. That's the worst record in the Midwest League in half number two as of right now. Angulo back in the first base dugout. Mercedes ready to resume this top of the sixth inning. The hitter, Justin Johnson, with runners at first and second. First pitch slider is down and away for ball one. JJ is 0 for 2 in the game. Both of his previous at-bats against Langenberg, of course. He's now on the hook for a couple of runs today. The pitch sent foul over the right side. 1-1. Quad Cities with 2 runs on 2 hits in the game. A single from Carter Jensen in the first, and then earlier in this inning, a double off the bat of Jared Dickey. 1-1. Fastball high and tight. 2-1. Just about to hit 2 hours worth of game time tonight. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Colonels up 6-2. 2-1 to JJ. A called strike. Slider brushes up against the outer half of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Was a little bit of concern that there might be some weather in the Cedar Rapids area tonight. Sounds like that's not going to be a problem. Fireworks can go on as scheduled. Bandits trying to light some of their own fireworks here in the sixth. Mercedes paused at the chest. Now the 2-2. Ground ball to the left side. Two hops in the glove of Don Cone. He sets his feet, throws to first, and retires the side. The Bandits bring seven hitters to the plate in the sixth. They score two runs on a catcher's interference. We go to the bottom of the sixth. A 6-2 lead for the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
River Bandits are in the run column. They, quote-unquote, scored two runs on a catcher's interference. They still trail by four, though. 6-2 Colonels in the bottom of the sixth inning. Chas Martinez remains on the bump and fires a first-pitch breaking ball a little bit too high to Jay Harry. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Colonels. Harry with a RBI on a ground ball and a walk. The bench. A called strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Martinez pretty solid in his first inning and a third of work. Did give up a run, though, on a Gabby Gonzalez double, 1-1. Flared up, been out of play over the left side. Martinez came on in the fourth inning, technically, in relief of Hunter Owen. He was facing Agustin Ruiz when Urbina was caught stealing to end the frame. He's been in the game since. 1-2. Got him looking. Strike three on the high outside corner. Fastball at 93. Second strikeout of the ball game for Chas Martinez. Strikeout numbers have been good for him. He pitched earlier against the Colonels on Monday through a perfect frame. Didn't have any strikeouts that day, but only threw five pitches. One out, nobody on for Nate Baez. First pitch breaking ball is low and inside for ball one. Let's keep going around the rest of the Midwest League. We told you about the final in Fort Wayne. One other game has gone final since we last checked. That was the contest in Peoria. 1-0. Fastball, high, maybe inside. 2-0. The South Bend Cubs picked up a shutout win over the Chiefs. 4-0 the final at Dozier Park. One of a couple different shutouts happening tonight. The 2-0. High and outside. 3-0 on Baez. Right now, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are shutting out Beloit. Up in Appleton, the T-Rats lead the Skycarp 9-0 in the 7th. 3-0. Down the middle for a strike. In Great Lakes, The Loons and West Michigan Whitecaps are knotted at one. Bottom of the fifth at Dow Diamond. 3-1 pitch. Called strike, a breaking ball on the outer half, and the count runs full. In Lake County, the Captains took a 3-0 lead in the eighth. The Dragons have tied it at three in the ninth, so a good finish brewing in East Lake. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball. Baseball hit the dirt. Hernandez picks it up and tags Baez. Two gone. Martinez had to sit around for a considerable amount of time as Quad Cities rallied in the sixth, and he has not missed a beat. Strikeout of Jay Harry, a strikeout of Nate Baez. And now with two outs and nobody on, Tyler Dearden will face him left on left. First pitch, swing and a miss on the slider. It is strike one. Dearden's put the ball in play twice today. Found the glove of Jack Pineda in the second and then of Justin Johnson in the fourth. A one. Fastball right there, a called strike two. Martinez ramps that one up to 94. And now has a chance to strike out the side in order. The pitch. Just down and away. Fastball inches off the square. Chase Wallace has gotten up for Quad Cities. Martinez now closing in on his 40th pitch. 1-2 to Dearden. Breaking ball slapped foul out of play on the left side. Colonels have scored in their last four innings. Looked like Martinez was going to keep him off the board in the fifth, but then they rallied with two outs. Ricardo Olivar singled. Gabby Gonzalez drove him in with an RBI double. New baseball for Chaz. Here's the 1-2. Just down and away. Looked for that same corner with the fastball, but couldn't quite find it. Dearden works the count to two balls, two strikes. Chaz quickly likes the sign from Hernandez and delivers. Breaking ball in the air, left center field, slicing away from Rockefeller, but he chases it down in left center and ends the inning. Now for the first time since the first, the Colonels go down 1-2-3, and the Bandits will come to the plate in the seventh, down 6-2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the seventh at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Davies Nadal will lead it off for Quad Cities as the Bandits trail the Colonels 6-2. First pitch from Juan Mercedes, low and inside for ball one. Final line for Ty Langenberg. 5 2/3 innings. Colonels starter gave up two runs on two hits, four walks, and 4 strikeouts, 1-0. High, 2 balls and no strikes. He was not on the hill when the 2 runs he's charged with scored. Juan Mercedes inherited those with 2 outs in the 6th. 2-0. High again, 3-0. Omar Hernandez put the ball in play, at least it seemed, against Mercedes, but Quad City's catcher hit the Colonel's catcher's glove. 3-0. Down the middle for a called strike 1. And as a result, it was catcher's interference, and both Dickey and Rockefort, who were in scoring position, scored. So the Bandits in the run column, but still without a hit with runners in scoring position. 3-1. Down the middle, a called strike. Fastball at 92. Nadal, Pineda, and Jensen do up. 3 straight lefties to face the righty Mercedes. Chase Wallace throwing in the Bandits bullpen. A righty going on the Colonel's side. 3-2. Fastball high and tight. Ball 4. Three of the last 5 base runners for Quad Cities have reached via walk. Pineda, or rather Nadal, picks up his 2nd of the game while Pineda strides up 0-for-2 with a walk back in the 3rd. Colonels have issued their 6th free pass of the game. First pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball. Well, Jack is hitless in the game, but with that walk extended his on base streak to 19. He's hitting over 300 during that stretch, and he's walked now 13 times. Throw to first, Nadal slipped, but he's back safely on the dive. Kind of spun out on the dirt, but was able to reach back for the bag ahead of Baez's tag. Mercedes sets above the belt, looks over his back shoulder at the runner, and now fires. Nadal goes for 2nd, pitches high. Olivar's throw is nowhere near in time. Nadal swipes 2nd for the 2nd time in the game. Quad Cities now with 4 stolen bases. Their season high for most in a game, 6. They did it against Beloit back in June. 1-1. Check swing. Called strike on the outer half. 1-2. Quad Cities was swept by the Colonels in their first trip to Veterans Memorial Stadium in April. Or in May, I should say. Trying to avoid what would be a 7th straight loss here tonight. 1-2. Up in the air, fouled over the third base dugout, over to the concourse. The last win at this ballpark for QC came on July 9th of last year, almost a week to the day. Or a year to the day, I should say. Pineda's battling. The 1-2. Ripped into right field, the base hit. It skips right past Harry. Nadal goes up to 3rd as the throw goes all the way home, but Pineda stays at 1st. Jack Pineda stays red hot. Man, what a source of offense he's been atop the card. That is his 4th hit in the last 4 games. His last 3 games, I should say. And now time called. Looks like Brian Dinkelman wants to make a pitching change. Colonel's skipper out of the first base dugout. Mercedes has thrown the ball 24 times and just 12 times for a strike. So a new righty coming in for the Colonels. We'll pause for this pitching change. The Bandits are sticking around here in the final 3rd of the ball game. Colonels up 6-2.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Pitcher on the hill for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is A.J. Labus who takes over for Juan Mercedes. Mercedes able to work just one-third of an inning of relief. Gave up one hit and a couple of walks before departing. Carter Jensen is the hitter with men at first and third and nobody out. Right on left. Labus' pitch is rocketed towards right field. Gonzalez turns, looks. It is out of here! It's a one-run ball game. Number 8 for Carter Jensen, and he is once again starting to heat up. A line drive homer over that high right field fence. It clears the ribbon board, and just like that, the Bandits have rattled off 5 unanswered runs and are within a tally. Nadal, Pineda, Jensen score. Here's Jared Dickey getting out of the way of a fastball well inside. Dickey nearly swung trying to get out of the way. It's right around his hands. That is the River Bandits' first home run since June 28th. And Jansen got all of it. A one. In the air towards shallow center field. Charging in Urbina, the center fielder, will call off Don Cone and make the catch for the first down of the inning. Jensen with homer number 8 picks up his 32nd, 33rd, and 34th RBIs. That's his first 3-run homer of the year. Labus now right on right against Trevor Werner. First pitch, slider down and away. 4-1. Werner does not have a hit today. He is 0-2. Walked back in the second, 1-0. Swing and a miss. A good slider from Labus. 1-1. AJ pitching for the 22nd time this year. He is 4-3 with a 4.76 ERA. A former LSU Tiger. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That slider down and outside. And Werner will play from behind. AJ pitched just once against the Bandits in the series here back in May. 1-2. Slider grounded foul to the left side. And he did not pitch at Modern Woodman Park earlier this week. Back on May 14th, though, he pitched a scoreless inning, picked up a couple of strikeouts working out of the Colonel's bullpen. Another 1-2. Slider called strike 3 at the base of the zone, and Werner knew it. First strikeout for Labus. 2 outs in the top of the 7th. So that'll bring up Carson Rockefort with the bases clear. He and Werner have put together 2 of Quad City's best at-bats of the season tonight. Rock takes a fastball in the low outside corner for strike 1. He drew a 14-pitch walk to extend the 6th inning. A 1. Low and inside, 1-1. And now in retrospect, that walk was gigantic because as a result of him reaching, Omar Hernandez got to come to the plate. The pitch. Ground ball to the right side. 2 hops to the glove of Baez. and he'll easily take it to the bag himself to end the inning. So Labus comes on and gives up a three-run homer before picking up the next three outs in order. Carter Jensen, with said blast, has made it a one-run game. Time to stretch at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It is 6-5 Colonels.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Three-run shot from Carter Jensen has brought the Bandits within one. Colonels up 6-5, beginning their half of the seventh. The new pitcher for the Bandits is Chase Wallace. Right on right against Misael Urbina. The first pitch breaking ball is on the outside half for strike one. Urbina, Ruiz, and then the leadoff man Raindon Cone do up. Chaz Martinez finished his ball game on an extremely high note. 0-1 looped in the air towards shallow center, charging in Rockefort. He's not going to get there. He angrily plays it on one hop, and Urbina is now 3-for-3 in the eighth spot. Final line for Chaz Martinez as the first man in relief of Hunter Owen. He goes 2 1/3, allows one run on two hits with no walks and three strikeouts. That run, the first earned run he's given up in quite some time, but still a very solid outing for him. First pitch to Ruiz. A called strike, 0-1. Chase Wallace, speaking of solid, has been a huge piece for Brooks Conrad's pen this year. He is 0-3, but with a 2.67 ERA and a whip of just .89. 0-1. Called strike on the slider, nothing in two. Teams are also hitting just .163 against Wallace. The hit he allowed to Urbina was his first since June 18th. First baseman Werner holds Urbina, who already has a stolen base today. Wally's 0-2. Powered in the air towards deep right field. Dickey is back onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping, and it's gone. Agustin Ruiz with a two-run shot, and the Colonels get two of those runs right back. Blast number 6 for Ruiz this year. And for Chase Wallace, that's just the third home run he's allowed and the first since May 26th. Breaking ball got left up. Ruiz didn't miss it. And just as the Bandits were starting to swing the momentum in their direction, the Colonels respond on the two-run shot. So back to the top of the order for Raindon Cone, who had a couple homers himself yesterday. Right-hander v. right-hander. First pitch. It's a strike at the base of the zone, 0-1. Don Cone, 1-for-3 with an RBI single today. 0-1, grounded weakly over to short. Jack Pineda gobbles it up, throws sidearm to first, and gets him in plenty of time. One down. So now Ricardo Olivar back to the plate, and it's great to see him stepping up. He had committed a catcher's interference in the sixth, which obviously is him being penalized, so to speak, but you never like to see somebody get hit with a bat, and that was the case. He remained in the game, though. Right on right, first pitch. It's a strike, 0-1. Now, in terms of Quad Cities trying to win this game, it's not good that Olivar is back in there because he's 2-for-3 with an RBI triple. Wallace with the 0-1. That's low. Two balls, one strike. Chase, 25 years old from Carrollton, Georgia. Signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2020, the year the draft was just 5 rounds long. A former Tennessee Volunteer, just like right fielder Jared Dickey. 2-1 to Olivar. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. It's two balls, two strikes. Wallace is pitching for Quad Cities for the third time in his career. He spent most of 2022 in the Midwest League. And in 2023, made 6 appearances with Quad Cities. But he's been nowhere except with the River Bandits in 2024. He sets, fires, and Olivar grounds it up the middle. Sliding backhand stop Johnson. He pops to his feet, throws to first, and gets the out. Justin Johnson made that one look about as simple as he possibly could. But the combo of him and Pineda at short and second and Carson Rockefeller in center field. Anytime you hit the ball up the middle against Quad Cities, it's kind of a crapshoot. Two outs, nobody on for Gabby Gonzalez. First pitch. Fouled into the screen for strike one. Gonzalez, the Twins' number 6 prospect, is 2-for-3 with an RBI single in the third and an RBI double in the fifth. Here comes Wallace's 0-1. Fouled off the catcher Hernandez, but he's okay. No balls, two strikes. It just ricocheted off the side of his mask. Colonels now with an 8-5 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. They've got 8 runs on 10 hits. 0-2. Down and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. One of the big differences in the game, the Colonels 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Now the 1-2. Reached out and poked foul over the right side. How Gonzalez got a piece of that one, I'm not sure. Lunged way out over the plate to slap the off-speed offering above the Colonel's bullpen. He's back in there. Wallace fires. Another one reached out, hit towards first. Werner knocks it down, flips to Wallace covering, and ends the inning. Wallace, just like A.J. Labis, gives up a homer in his frame of action, but then retires the next 3 in order. Colonels back in front by 3. We go to the 8th, 8-5 Cedar Rapids.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the eighth at Veterans Memorial Stadium with the fireworks blasting over the center field wall. It's Omar Hernandez leading off the frame for Quad Cities. And he falls behind A.J. Labus, 0-1, who's beginning his second frame of work out of the Colonel's bullpen. The pitch, slider, down and outside for a ball. Hernandez, Nivens, Johnson due up. Hernandez right now in the books as 0-3. The pitch. Swing and a tip into the glove of Olivar. One ball, two strikes. I originally thought a catcher's interference was ruled on Olivar back in the sixth, but has since gone into the system as an error on Baez, which is what we originally thought. Originally, that's the 1-2 is down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Olivar, though, clearly hit by the bat. He was in some pain down behind home. Even though the ball did get past Baez, it didn't matter. 2-2 from Labus. Swing and a miss. Good slider. And there's out number one. Now, Quad Cities had climbed within a tally thanks to Carter Jensen, who whacked a three-run shot in the seventh. But in the Colonel's half of the seventh inning, Agustin Ruiz struck for a homer of his own, a two-run shot to put the Colonels up by three. First pitch to Spencer Nivens is a fastball for strike one. Former Missouri State Bear is 0-2 with a walk in this game. Labus delivers. Another foul tip in Olivar's glove. No balls, two strikes. Labus coming out firing. He works out of the windup from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Inside with a breaking ball. We've reached that time of night where you've got those dangerous dusk skies. Any kind of high fly ball, always a bit more challenging for an outfielder. 1-2. Chopper to the left side, foul. Chris Corbett makes the play in the third base coach's box. He's filling in for Brooks Conrad today, who's normally on that side of the diamond. Brooks getting some quality time with his family these next couple of days. Well deserved. 1-2. Ground ball to the right side. It just stays fair inside the bag. Baez picks it up and takes it to first unassisted for the second out. And Nivens now just one for his last 23 at the plate. And he'll pass the baton to Justin Johnson. Colonels up 8-5 in the top of the eighth. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch. JJ takes low for ball one. Johnson made a nice defensive play during the bottom of the seventh. A little sliding stop on a ground ball up the middle. He's good for one good defensive play a night, it seems, as the 1-0 finds the zone. Former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. 24-year-old from Flemington, New Jersey. Now the pitch. Slider in the air towards shallow right field. First baseman Baez going out. He's called off by Harry. And the second baseman makes the catch right in front of foul territory. Well, after giving up the homer, Labus has retired six in a row, including a perfect top of the eighth. Colonels remain on top, 8-5.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Cedar Rapids looking to add to an 8-5 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kyle Kirchwell with you on this 4th of July. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. For the Colonels, Maiton Harry Baez due up. Ready, Chase Wallace fires in. And Maiton swings the first pitch, fouling it to the screen. So we have a little bit more clarification on why a third error was put on the board for the Colonels during the last half inning. The catcher's interference play has been the big story tonight in terms of the baseball rule book. 0-1 is outside, one ball, one strike. The manager has the option to either accept the catcher's interference or play the ball in play. And that's what Chris Corbett decided. Chose the latter. 1-1. Inside for ball two. Initially on the play, it looked like a ground ball went underneath the first baseman Baez into right field, and Quad Cities was going to score two runs, but the catcher interference stopped things momentarily. 2-1 to Maiton. Inside with a slider, 3-1. But then both Rockefort and Dickey came home. And that's because Corbett decided, I want to play the E3 and score two runs as opposed to the catcher interference, which loads the bases and nobody scores. The pitch. Called strike, outer half. Maiton was ready to walk down to first. Instead, a full count on the former Angels prospect. He's 1-for-3 with a triple back in the second. Since then, hitless, including a double play ball in the third. Chase Wallace trying to retire his fourth consecutive Colonel. The payoff. Chopper to the right side. It's three hops into the glove of Johnson. He fires over to Werner, and Maiton is out number one. Well, there appears to be some kind of fireworks show in the midst of its grand finale over in downtown Cedar Rapids. Veterans Memorial Stadium looks like that scene from Sandlot right now. All the kids playing baseball underneath the fireworks. Not too far removed from that here this evening. Doesn't get much more American than this. One out, nobody on for Jay Harry. First pitch is on the inner half for a called strike. Colonels have an 8-5 lead. There have been seven runs of offense scored in the second half of the ball game, and both of the game's home runs. Wallace is 0-1. In the air to right field. Jared Dickey charging and making the catch. He almost overran it, but Harry's retired, and Wallace has set down five in a row after giving up that Ruiz blast. So now Nate Baez up. He now has himself a two-error game. That's six in 47 games for the Colonels. At the plate, Baez 0-for-3 with a couple of Ks. Wallace with the first pitch. Slider is outside. Couple more games have gone final in the Midwest League. We'll give you those totals in a second. 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner. Wallace leaning heavily on the slider right on right, which of course is very common for him. Wisconsin completed the shutout win over Beloit. Rattlers beat the Skycart 9-0 at Fox City Stadium. 1-1. Slider low and inside, 2-1. Then in Lake County, a game that was 3-3 wound up a 6-5 10th inning win for the Dragons. They were on the road at LMCU Ballpark and pulled out an extra inning win. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Baez chases down and away, and the count's 2-2. The only other game still going on is in Great Lakes, where the Loons and Whitecaps earn a 3-2 game. Great Lakes leads in the 7th. Wallace delivers. It is called strike three on the outer half. Chase Wallace has retired six in a row, and he has given Quad Cities a chance here in the 9th. Cedar Rapids with an 8-5 lead, looking to close out yet another 4th of July win over the River Bandits.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Last call for the River Bandits on the 4th of July, 2024. Colonels with an 8-5 lead in the top of the ninth. Kyle Bischoff will now look to pick up a save with Davies Nadal leading it off for Quad Cities. First pitch was fouled into Olivar's glove for strike one. Bischoff replacing A.J. Labis, who gave up a run on one hit, no walks and two strikeouts. Also allowed a couple of inherited runners to score. 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Quad Cities has Nadal, Pineda, and Jensen due up. They trail by three and are looking for a little bit of magic like they had in the doubleheader yesterday. Bischoff's 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Bischoff pitched last Monday through an inning and two-thirds scoreless out of the pen. Didn't allow any hits. Walked just one. And struck out a season-high matching four. Nadal is 0 for 1, but he has walked twice and twice stolen second base. The pitch. Slider off the plate inside. No, that was a fastball. And it's 2-2. Olivar was set to fire it down to Maiton in celebration of the strikeout, but no. That bat continues on for Davies. Bischoff delivers. 2-2, cut on and missed, right back to the fastball, and this time up to 97 on the radar gun. Bischoff trying to lock down his fourth save in six opportunities this year. This is the first time he's had a save opportunity, though, since May 19th. So one out and nobody aboard for Jack Pineda, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk today. The pitch, down and outside. Pineda having himself another productive game atop the lineup. His batting average up to 269, his OPS to 770. 1-0. Fastball, a strike in the low outside corner, 1-1. Again, a high 90s fastball from Bischoff. Kyle, 24 years old from Macomb, Michigan. In his first season with Cedar Rapids. Out of the stretch, the 1-1 is cut on and missed. Strike two. Pineda couldn't catch up to the heat on the inner half. Bischoff is working on a scoreless inning streak that spans four innings. He's also got eight strikeouts during that stretch. 1-2. Slider down and in. Jack works the count to 2-2. Played his college ball at a couple different schools. Spent four seasons at Toledo, one at Michigan State. 2-2. In the air, left center field. Into the alley goes Dearden, and he'll make the catch next to his left shoulder for the second out. A big crowd at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight. hoping they witness what would be the Colonel's fourth straight 4th of July victory over the River Bandits. Two outs. Nobody on for Carter Jensen, who accounted for Quad City's last runs with that blast in the 7th. First pitch. Low and inside. Fastball at 97. Jensen, 2-for-4 in the game with that 3-run blast. Number 8 on the year for the Royals' number 10 prospect. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looks like a changeup. It's 1-1. Jensen now with 18 multi-hit games on the season. That is second best on the active roster. Now the pitch. In the air, slapped foul over the Bandits' bullpen, and now 1-2. Fans getting into it. They're sensing a Colonel's victory on the horizon. Several getting to their feet. Bischoff comes set at the belt and delivers. Popped him up, but it's out of play behind home, and that'll clang off the roofing. Bandits trying to avoid back-to-back losses for the first time in a long time. They've had themselves a nice little stretch. If they lose today, it'll be their first set of consecutive L's since June 26th. 1-2. Low and in on the slider. Carter Jensen has not walked today. His total still stuck at 52. But he's obviously made up for it in other areas. Bischoff tries again. The right-hander's pitch. Fouled up right off the window next to me and down into the seating bowl. Should have brought my glove to the game. Would have had to put about half my body out the window, though, and nobody wants to see that. Bischoff again with the two-strike pitch. That's high, full count. Carter Jensen is one of the most disciplined hitters in not only the Midwest League, but in all of High A. And yeah, he just turned 21 yesterday. Lots of reasons to be excited about the third round pick of the Royals a few years ago. Trying to extend this game on July 4th. Two outs, base is empty. 3-2 pitch from Bischoff is high, ball 4. No moment too big for Carter Jensen. He'll casually take his walk, and he'll pass the bat on to Jared Dickey. That's an 8-pitch walk between Jensen, Werner, and Rockefeller. There have been some lengthy plate appearances resulting in a free pass. Tying run still in the on-deck circle for Quad Cities, but there's hope. Jared Dickey takes right down the middle for strike one. He extended the on-base and the hit streak with his 6th-inning double. Now with Knox in 5 straight games, he's reached safely in 16 in a row. Bischoff's 0-1. Fastball at the knees, a called strike 2, and Dickey just stares off into Quad City's dugout. He didn't like that call from Stacy Dunbar. Even more fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium standing up. Carter Jensen fell behind 1-2 in his at-bat and walked. Jared behind 0-2. Bischoff delivers. Hit him right off the left leg. And Trevor Werner, who represents the tying run, will come to the plate. Have to imagine there's going to be a mound visit somewhere, and sure enough, it's Arjenis Angulo going back out. He rushes to the aid of his right-hander, who has twice been a pitch away from the end of the ball game. And obviously, if you're familiar with Quad Cities, you know the power that Trevor Werner has. He's got the potential to tie this game up with one swing. Carter Jensen works a 2-out walk. Jared Dickey hit by a pitch. And Werner trying to snap it 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. but he did have that 12-pitch walk back in the second. 8-5 the lead for the Colonels in the top of the ninth inning. We are closing in on a rare three-hour ball game in the Midwest League. Bischoff at the belt. Here's the first pitch. Down and outside, ball one. Fireworks still ablaze beyond the outfield wall. Some in downtown, some just behind the fence. Down the street adjacent to the ballpark. Here's the 1-0. Called strike in the low outside corner at 95. Colonels have had to throw a ton of pitches tonight. Frankly, so have the River Bandits. Lots of deep counts. 1-1. A strike in the low outside corner. Bischoff took a little something off it. And again, a River Bandit not happy with a strike call. So for the third straight batter, Quad City's down to its last out and its last strike. Warner trying to keep this thing alive. Bischoff delivers, and it's down and away on the slider. Warner was expecting that. Not sure where the fans thought that one was in the zone, but a 2-2 count. Jensen over at second base, hands on his hips. Dickey away from first. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike three on the upper outside corner. Warner immediately voicing his displeasure with Stacy Dunbar as that ends the ball game. It took him three tries, but Kyle Bischoff eventually gets the game-winning K. And for the fourth time in his many seasons, the Cedar Rapids Colonels have defeated Quad Cities on Independence Day. The final in 2024, Colonels 8, River Bandits 5. Stick around for the River Bandits post-game show. We will wrap things up, give you a look around the Midwest League, and dive into the Kansas City Royals farm system. All three other full-season affiliates in action throughout MILB tonight. Be back with you shortly on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Time on this 4th of July, we welcome you back to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the Colonels have defeated Quad Cities 8-5. They hand the Bandits their second loss in this week of action against each other. Quad Cities, though, did win two of the three games during that home series, including a win in the doubleheader yesterday. But again, the River Bandits falling to the Colonels at Veterans Memorial Stadium on July 4th. It's become kind of a tradition, unfortunately. Here's what the line score looked like tonight. For the River Bandits, they score 5 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. They go 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position and strand 8 men on base. For the Colonels, it's 8 runs on 10 hits with 3 errors. They go 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position and strand 1 on base. The winning pitcher is Ty Langenberg, who came an out away from his first quality start of the season. He goes 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs unearned on 2 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Of course, those runs changed from earned to unearned because of the change in the scoring that ruled an error on the first baseman Baez as opposed to the catcher interference. The losing pitcher is Hunter Owen. He goes 3 2/3, failing to work 4 innings for just the 3rd time this year. He gives up 5 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. He falls to 6-4. A.J. Labus gets a hold out of the Colonels' bullpen. He gave up a 3-run homer to Carter Jensen late, but Colonels remained in front, and he was only charged one of those runs across his 2 innings of relief. It was the only hit he gave up. He didn't walk anybody, and he picked up a couple of strikeouts. Kyle Bischoff gets the save. He allowed a couple of base runners in the 9th, but was ultimately able to lock it down. He goes an inning scoreless with no hits, 1 walk, a hit batsman, and 2 strikeouts. Bischoff gets his 4th save of the year. Out of the Bandits bullpen, Chaz Martinez and Chase Wallace combined for 4 1/3. They gave up 3 runs on 4 hits with no walks and 4 strikeouts. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 44 minutes with 4,788 through the gates here at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a little 4th of July baseball. You can't celebrate America any better than that. Well, fireworks show concluding, as you might not be able to tell. It's not the perfect soundtrack for a post-game show, but maybe tonight we will let it slide. The finals from around the Midwest League include everybody except Great Lakes and West Michigan. They're in the top of the 8th. Loons lead the Whitecaps 3-2. Fort Wayne got a win against Lansing earlier today. 9-1 the win at Parkview Field for the Padres affiliate. In Lake County, the Dayton Dragons get a win on the road. They beat the Captains 6-5 in 10 innings. The Peoria Chiefs were shut out at Dozer Park. South Bend hands them a 4-0 loss. And in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers complete a shutout win over Beloit. Final score 9-0 at Fox City Stadium. A couple of wins, or rather just one win, in the Kansas City Royals farm system tonight. And it was over at the single A level, where Columbia beat Augusta 5-2. At the double A level, Springfield rides a 5-run first inning to take a 7-1 victory over Northwest Arkansas. And at the AAA level, the Ike Cubs come back from behind and beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 5-4 over in Des Moines. Quad Cities will continue this six-game series, or rather a split series, 3-3. So a three-game set continues tomorrow night, another 6:35 first pitch. We'll have your pregame show at 6:25. The reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Month, Steven Zoback, gets the start for Quad Cities. He is 5-4 with a 3.49 ERA. For the Colonels, it'll be the right-hander John Klein. He's 5-2 with a 4.66. With the loss tonight, the Bandits will fall to 37-41 overall, now 20-24 on the road. They've dropped back-to-back ball games. And in the second half, Quad Cities now 7-6. For the Colonels, they improve to 46-31 overall, and now 9-4 in the Midwest League second half. It's the best mark in the MWL right now. They also pick up their high A best 30th home win. They are now 30-11 here at Veterans Memorial Stadium and winners of back-to-back ball games. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. My name is Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from, thank you so much for joining us for this 4th of July action. Hope to see you for Game 2 of this series tomorrow night. Same time, same place on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, have a safe and wonderful remainder of your Independence Day celebration. We'll see you tomorrow. So long and good night from Cedar.